Today on CityCast Denver. Who makes the best fried chicken in the Mile High City? Is it the upscale downtown sit-down spot with the bougiest birds? The out-of-state fast food titan with a chicken sandwich that changed the world? The family-owned local favorite that everyone loves to love? Or is it the juggernaut, the people's champion that tops every listicle? We've got a special guest on the show to help us finally, once and for all, pick the best fried chicken in Denver. Buckle up, y'all. Today is Friday, February 18th. I'm Xander McMahon, and this is the CityCast Denver Fried Chicken Chowdown. Talk about chicken because this is CityCast Denver's Chicken Chowdown.
Oh, is that chicken, what we went with?
Chicken fight? I
chicken
don't know.
Fight.
Bree, you wanted to call it a cockfight?
Chicken run?
Chicken run? Call whatever you want. All you need to know is that this show is dedicated to Denver's fried chicken scene.
I have to be honest with you guys, it all tastes the same to me pretty much.
Really?
I knew I was going to be this way. I was like, you know what? I'll eat fried, pretty much fried chicken anytime, anywhere.
That was a very different flavor to me that I did not like. Did it taste like fish, too?
Yes. Okay. I got that, too.
Save it. Save it.
Wow, I'm not there. I need to go back around.
We're ranking some of Denver's fried chicken spots, and we asked the audience to call in. You left us your recommendations. We had the very difficult job of narrowing them down. We also threw in our own recommendations, and it left us with four places that we will talk about in a second. But first, let me introduce our eaters of today. I'm Xander McMahon. I'm a producer on the show. And then we've got our regular host, Bree Davies, is here.
Hi.
And our newsletter writer / food expert, Peyton Garcia. You're kind of the mastermind behind all of this.
Hey, everyone.
And then our special guest today, our ringer, if you will, is Keith Garcia, artistic director at the C Film Center.
Hello.
Keith is my frequent partner in crime when I want to go eat fast food alone
sure.
Together in our car.
usually do burgers at Sonic though, right?
Yeah, we're Sonic good times folks.
Okay.
But sometimes we do Dairy Queen. I mean,
and now you've done
now
chicken.
We've done fried chicken.
Keith, I'm curious, what is your relationship with fried chicken?
It's a good relation. It's a lifelong relationship.
Yeah.
I would say fried chicken's been a staple on the family plate for many years. You know, I will have to say I think my dad's fried chicken is probably the best fried chicken.
Oh,
nice. In general. Oh, I know.
So sweet.
But our family was definitely often didn't have time to cook. So KFC in general it was, churches.
Well, Keith, we're so glad that you're with us, coming on this journey with us.
I'm so excited.
Peyton, will you tell us about our four contenders and
yes.
how we picked them?
Yeah, I was going to say, explain how we got to where
yes.
we will end
People
up.
People are going to be probably a little salty.
So yes. we put out a call out for fried chicken. We said we're looking for the best fried chicken in Denver, and we got a ton of call-ins and voicemails and emails and text messages. So I want to put it out there right now that we cut our contenders in half by agreeing that we were not doing hot chicken. So Nashville hot chicken and all the hot chickens, we cut those out because that's a whole different ballgame. We also cut out like chicken tenders. So places that just did chicken sandwiches or chicken tenders, like what's that new one?
Cluck.
No, but that's what
Bird call.
Bird call. Thank you. Yes. So we considered Bird call. I know Greg passionately called in to talk about Cluck.
Hey, this is Greg Jemba. I'm from Barnum. I'm Bree's husband. I think that Cluck Chicken is the place to go. You guys should check it out. Bree told me to call. Bye.
So we agreed not to do any chicken tenders. That includes Bird Call. That includes what Greg called in about, which was Cluck, and Raising Cane's. So that knocked out a ton of places.
This is
we wanted
chicken
to do.
And bones.
Yeah,
chicken
we
bones.
Wanted to do traditional fried chicken. The post was by and large our most popular call. Everyone said the post, the post, the post, the post. Myself, I've always been a post fan. So I was like, well, yeah, we have to have the post. It's kind of like the gold standard. It's based out of here in Colorado. And I can get more into that in a little while. And then there's Tupelo. In my time as a food writer, Tupelo honey popped up a lot when it came, when people were talking about fried chicken. They're a little bit fancier, but we thought that they would be a good matchup with the post. And then all of these longtime Denver residents wanted Welton Street in there. Welton Street's known for its fried chicken as well. We've covered Welton Street a lot. It's a staple in Denver in Five Points, so we had that. And then just for fun, we threw Popeyes in there because we've all had Popeyes. And who's to say Popeyes doesn't stand a chance to be the best fried chicken in Denver? So we threw it in there. So we kind of have all these different price points and backgrounds from this fried chicken. And yeah, we're going to see who comes out on top.
Great. Thanks, Peyton. I think the best way to do this maybe is go through each restaurant and talk about the chicken, go around, talk about each one, and then we can rank them all at the end and see who comes out on top. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with what Peyton calls the gold standard, the post, since that was also the most popular one that we heard about. Peyton, do you want to give us just like a primer, though, or like a little bit of history of the post?
Yeah. So the post is from Colorado. It's run by Dave Curry. He does Big Red F. They have a ton of really well-known restaurants. They do Lola. Or Lola Coastal Mexican. They do Jack's Oyster Fish House. A ton of good stuff. And Dave Curry started the Post Brewing Co. in 2014. His flagship restaurant was in Lafayette. They specialize in fried chicken, and they also do their own brews, which are pretty good. They say that they do all local humanely raised chicken, and it's gluten-free, just happens to be gluten-free. They didn't do it for any particular reason. It's just the way that they fry their chicken.
Okay. Well, what did you think of the post? Let's go around one by one now and give our initial thoughts, reactions.
I am shocked to say I was disappointed in the post. I've always liked the post. I like their sides. I go there pretty regularly for a good time. But when it was standing head to head with these other chickens, it disappointed. Wow. I'm not going to go so far as to say that they're bad fried chicken because I've always enjoyed them in the past. It just didn't do it for me today. And I will say I did have to get this fried chicken from Boulder and then drive it down here. So I don't know. Maybe it's different when you get it in the restaurant served to you hot and fresh. Or maybe today's batch just wasn't that great. I was sadly disappointed.
Oh, let
what
down.
Did you think, Alexandra?
I thought it was fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. I've never had the post before, so I was, you know, kind of coming into this cold. And I liked it was tender. I feel like the outside was a little bit sweet, like it almost tasted like it's like dusted with like a little bit of sugar or something, which I thought was interesting. But yeah, I mean, overall, like, I didn't have any problems with it. What about you, Brie?
I'm with Peyton. It was a little bland. And I also like the post. Mm-hmm. I'm also a good time gal that likes to hang out there. I have to say the one here on Broadway, it has a nice atmosphere. I, like, enjoy going to that restaurant. And But thinking about it now, I've only had their chicken sandwiches when I go to the restaurant. They're delicious. This was a little bland to me. It wasn't salty enough. It was juicy, which was great, but it just kind of fell flat. I was surprised. Keith?
I'm gonna be a third voice in on the post being a disappointment this go round. I've also eaten at their restaurant before on Broadway, had the fried chicken, thought it was decent. I don't remember my wig flying back when I had that. But this was the one piece on my plate today that I did not finish. Like,
yeah,
had a good bite or two in, and was just kind of like, nothing was calling me back to finish it.
Yeah, it was too bad. Their sides are great. I love their sides, and like Bree said, I've gone to the Boulder, Longmont, the Lafayette, and the Estes Park Post. I like it. They put on a good time. Their beers are good. it couldn't stand up to the others, I don't think.
All right, sorry post lovers. Bree, let's go to yours next. You had Tupelo honey.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that Peyton assigned me this one because it's like a very new school, new Denver kind of thing in a part of the city downtown that I don't even go to that much, so I didn't know where it was. So Tupelo honey is, it's been here for about 5 years. It's from Asheville, North Carolina. We, I think, currently still are the only restaurant they have west of the Mississippi. Everything wow. else is in the south, in the East Coast. So that kind of makes it unique that it's always interesting to me when a new restaurant from out of town decides to open in Denver first. So I think that says a lot about our dining scene, that mm-hmm. that people are interested in being here. They're kind of known for their elevated version of Southern classics and staples, fried chicken, grits, biscuits, things like that. I stopped in to pick up to go. The hosts were super nice. It was really a beautiful looking restaurant. And something that struck me when I was looking, doing a little research on Tupelo honey is they're known for treating their employees well. They do paid time off. They have stipends that you can put towards health insurance, things that you don't necessarily see in the restaurant industry. So that kind of won me over a little bit, I have to say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But that's how cool. is the chicken?
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Really?
No.
I hated it.
What?
I hated this one.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
It was my, I really didn't it was like my it. Least favorite. I thought I would be into the honey dusting. It was weird.
Is that what was going on? Because it tasted like fish.
Well, that's what I was going to say was I felt like the fryer grease needed to be changed because that sometimes is what gives you a fishy taste. It's not necessarily that they've cooked fish in that frying grease, which I bet they haven't, but older grease, maybe it's just end of the lunch round we got. I felt the same way, Xandra. I just didn't like it.
What about you, Keith?
Well, Xander, you had a very high volume with your hate of
this. I know. Really.
But I was right underneath that volume. Okay. This was the piece that I was like, oh, let's give this a shot. And the honey dusting, I was definitely like, oh, this is interesting. And then what hit me was that fish fry taste, which, number one, I am a person who also hates seafood.
Yeah, I was like, period. You do not like fish.
So, so that was an immediate like, oh no, what happened? No. And you know, I persevered through the piece and was just hoping it was Chand or it was that corner or whatever. But no, unfortunately, that was all fishy tasting, and that is not something that I look at in my fried chicken. Notes.
No. I liked it.
Really?
A lot.
Wow.
I did not get fish taste. And even after you guys kind of mentioned that and you guys were like,
which
hey,
one, which one was too this on one. Plate? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
keep
make
sure. Keep talking. I'm gonna
let's make sure that Peyton didn't mix them up.
I know.
Keith's just like, going to town, just pulling it.
Still fishy?
Let's get that ASMR in there.
Not as fishy as the piece that I had, but it's got something off on it.
It's definitely the Tupelo honey.
What
weird.
What is it called? What piece of chicken?
So I had a breast. You I guess a we breast. Should we should also make that caveat that we all had different pieces. So Xandra ate all wings. I ate all breasts, and Bree and Keith
went rogue.
They split it up. They did thighs and drumsticks. I didn't. When you guys said, "Oh, there's one on the plate that has a fishy taste," and you guys all nodded vigorously to each other, I didn't get that. So I'm not really sure why I didn't get that. And I, for one, really liked the honey dusting. I thought it was really. I thought it was a nice touch. I thought it really made it stand out.
That did have a bit of more spice to it.
Yeah.
Like spicy when this was all not
spicy. It's okay,
spicy
Keith. You don't have to throw me any bones. It's all right.
No chicken bones.
No Peyton chicken
can
bones
be
today.
The dissenter.
I can. I
can be wrong. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I would love to know. Yeah. I would love to know if other people out there get a fishy taste when they try Tupelo.
So when we were eating, you were kind of like mulling over like, oh, I'm just not – I'm so disappointed in what I'm not going to be happy about. And I thought it meant you weren't going to like Tupelo, but
no,
was that how you were feeling about the post?
I really thought I was going to, I thought the post was going to come in here and kick some chicken butt, but it didn't. So I was just, I was very surprised. But that being said, Tupelo is up there, but it is vying for first place with someone else. I won't spoil it. I'll wait till we get there.
Wow. It's last place for
me. Same.
That's so crazy. Weird. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by the Museum of Outdoor Arts. Because on Sunday, April 28th, the museum is hosting La Primavera Festival, a celebration of spring, to kick off event season at Marjorie Park. La Primavera Festival is a family-friendly event inspired in part by the Gaelic Bealtaine celebration and European May Day, marking the beginning of summer. And the star of the show is really something special. They're premiering the latest permanent installation by local artist Lonnie Hansen. It's called The Cabinet of Curiosities and Impossibilities. Hansen describes it as an enchanting homage to English curio shops, featuring a collection of relics from fairy tales and nursery rhymes that tell stories about early optics, geometry, magical tools, celestial wonders, and more. The festival includes a pancake brunch, live Celtic music, maypole dancing, flower crown and basket making, yard games, and a bar for adult beverages. Tickets are available now at moaonline.org. That's moaonline.org.
Okay. All right, I'll go and then we'll save Popeyes for last. But I had Welton Street Cafe. And we did a whole show recently on Welton Street, and we'll link to that in the show notes because you go back and listen to that interview. It was great, lovely. They're getting ready to move to a new space. But a little bit of history. Welton Street Cafe has been a pillar in Five Points for, you know, the better part of 40 years. And, you know, it's a Black-owned business, and they just really make great Southern comfort food. Like, that's kind of their specialty. And it's also, you know, you go, it was interesting getting takeout and how many people were there getting takeout with me, because I feel like Welton Street Cafe is more of a place where you go and you hang out. It's like a community, like almost like rec
center. You want to hang out there.
Yeah, you want to hang out there. Yeah. And, you know, everyone who works there is just so friendly because it's like a family-owned business and, you know, talking, you know, calling all the customers by first names and stuff like that. So, that's Welton Street, and I loved it. And again, I had not had fried chicken from Welton Street Cafe, and I should eat there far more often, I'm realizing. But I was so impressed by their fried chicken. It was delicious. It was seasoned really well, had a good amount of salt, crispy. It was just great. What about you guys?
It was my favorite, hands down. And it was funny because I was thinking as we were going into this, I thought, oh gosh, I hope Welton Street's really good. Because I don't want to be the person that dissents over an institution like that. But there's a reason they're an institution, and it's the food is delicious. I thought it was, I like pretty salty stuff. It was pretty salty in the best way. It was juicy. It was crispy. It was the right amount of greasy. Love. It was my number one, Welton Street, hands down.
Yep.
Keith?
It was great. Not my number one, but what I appreciate about it is I just had a drumstick from it, and to be able to get all of that same flavor, saltiness, like juiciness, everything out of a drumstick. That's why I favor drumsticks when I eat fried chicken, but usually as a like tester, as a like, if I can fall in love with the chicken from the drumstick, then the breast and everything else is like three times better. And I was like, all right, I wish I'd gotten myself like a breast from Welton Street. And I can't remember the last time I've been to Welton to eat fried chicken. It's been a long time. So this was a welcome confirmation that their chicken is awesome.
Pei?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was probably the best on the plate. It was like the epitome of home cooked fried chicken is what it tasted like. It tasted like my grandma made that. Mm-hmm. It had like the perfect amount of crisp. It was like a real flaky, crispy. It was perfect. It was like, it's what you think of when you think fried chicken. Good fried chicken. So, I mean, claps to Welton Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
They crushed it.
We shouldn't be surprised. I mean, they've been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, yeah. But you just never know. And I don't trust that Guy Fieri. So.
Yeah. And sometimes, I'll be honest, we uplift local restaurants for the idea of
them.
Oh,
totally.
And we don't take the food into account as much as we should.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was like, oh gosh, I hope this is one of those situations. Not that I expected it to be, because when we did that show a couple weeks ago, I got food to go and it was just fantastic. But exceeded expectations for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Last but not least, Popeyes.
All right. Popeyes.
Keith has a full note card.
All
right. Today I'm presenting my class project on a restaurant called Popeyes.
Yes, where's the poster board?
Let's all go back to 1972. It's a little town called Arabi, Louisiana, where Alvin C. Copeland decided to put together a chicken restaurant in direct competition of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Obviously, he brought to the game some Cajun spices and some more Louisiana-style fixins for his chicken. He opened it not as Popeyes, but as a place called Chicken on the Run. It lasted about 7 months and then folded. But 4 days later, he reopened it.
It was resurrected.
Yes, as Popeye's Mighty Good Chicken. Named after not Popeye the character, the sailor, but Jimmy Popeye Doyle, a character from the 1971 film The French Connection.
Oh, wow.
Was portrayed by Gene Hackman in that film.
So Popeye's is named after a Gene Hackman character?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And then it was Popeye's Mighty Good Chicken, then it moved to Popeye's Famous Fried Chicken. And actually, perhaps because of that question mark of like, not the Popeye the Sailor is who you're named after, King Media that owns Popeye decided to partner with Popeye's. And
logical.
Popeye appeared on boxes and bags
for
many years until 2006. Interestingly enough, too, there's no apostrophe in the name Popeye's, like McDonald's or Hardee's or Wendy's, etc. And that's because Alvin said he was too poor to afford one.
Oh, my God, I love it.
An apostrophe.
Wow. Fun fact. So,
and Popeye's, of course, started the famous 2019 Great Chicken Sandwich Battle that is still raging to this day. Maybe that should have been... That's an appendix to this challenge.
The fried chicken sandwich challenge.
But they're the ones who threw the gauntlet down to Chick-fil-A and said, "We're open on Sundays, stupid."
You should absolutely go to Popeyes over Chick-fil-A any day.
I know. I should.
But yeah, and final stats as of 2020, 3,451 restaurants, Popeyes restaurants in 46 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and 30 countries across the world.
Wow.
So Popeyes got a reach. So as far as the chicken itself, I've been a fan of Popeyes for years. Most of their chicken sandwiches, occasionally I'll dip into the fried chicken. And every time I've had it, I've always been delighted, especially for what is deemed the fast food, the chain fried chicken. And I gotta say, today's plate, that was the piece that I finished the most happily.
Wow.
That was also, if we still have that sound bite, that was the super crispy chicken.
Yeah.
And this is a piece from Popeye. I don't know. It was perfectly cooked to me. Salty in good ways, juicy. And yeah, that skin was just delightful. I usually go for a spicy variety on that. But the plain was delicious as well. So I'm actually putting that as my top.
Popeyes.
No shade to local fried chicken geniuses, but they're not far behind.
We're all about the honesty here.
Yep. Yes.
Good for you, Popeyes.
I thought it was fine. I mean, again, maybe it was my piece because I had a wing, but it just was kind of dry and bland.
That's because no one likes the wings. We really set you up for failure.
I know. I was the last one to get my plate. I was like, oh, it's just wings.
I'm like, you're good with wings, right, Alexandra?
Cool. It's fine. And I'm really not picky. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't. Popeyes was, It to me, it tasted like fast food chicken.
Yeah, it tasted like my childhood. We used to get it a lot when I was little. My mom's always been a big fan of Popeyes. And it was really good in that way, that it was like a big blast of nostalgia. And it's not bad chicken. I look at my plate and I'm like, this is what chicken tastes like. This would be like Welton Street's chicken if it was like a quick, dirty version of it, I feel like. Like, it was good. It's good for fast food chicken, I think. But when it's fast food chicken, it's never going to compare to something like Welton Street. So, I mean, kudos. I thought Popeye stood its ground. I even liked it better than I liked the Post today. Sorry. Oh, Post's just disappointed. I will continue to frequent the Post. I'm going to give them a second chance. But
oh, yeah, I'll still go there. I love that place.
And yes, you know, we had this. We ate this chicken 30 minutes after being handed it to,
yeah,
you know, no extra seasonings, nothing.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
No ambiance at the restaurant.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a big thing.
No accoutrement. Yeah.
No. Popeyes was actually my number two choice. Everything you said, Keith, I echoed exactly. Crispiness, juiciness, salty seasoning. It was perfect. What's interesting is being a fast person that loves fast food, Popeyes is not one I've ever really gone to, mostly because they're not usually in proximity. Like, we didn't have them in my neighborhood growing up. We went to KFC once in a while, but they're not really in my neighborhood now. So I just have never been I've never even had this famous fried chicken sandwich that started the battle. But I thought it was my second choice. I thought it was delicious.
Hmm. Wow. All right. So just to recap, Welton Street Cafe,
yeah,
clear winner for, mm-hmm, well, no, sorry, not Keith, though.
No, Keith is a Popeyes guy.
Yeah.
Second place.
Megan Thee Stallion loves Popeyes. She's got a whole branding thing out of them, too. So,
well, that's if Megan
influencing
loves
your.
And then, Peyton, what was your number two?
My number two was Tupelo. Maybe if I'd gotten a fishier piece, Popeyes would have slid into number two, but I'm going to stand by it. I liked Tupelo. All my Tupelo fans, come back me up. And then Popeyes, yeah, Popeyes got third for me. So it was close.
Yeah. Number two for me was the Post. I thought it was fine. I don't know. I just, I didn't have any problem with it. I liked the way it was seasoned. And then, yeah, number three was Popeyes, and last place, Tupelo Honey. I couldn't even finish it.
Weird.
I'd still like to go there and like sit down and like experience the restaurant, because that seems to be
none
a
of
big,
this is a like.
Yeah,
you
a big
close.
Part of it is
this
like
is you should close.
No, not at all.
Get out of town.
No, no, definitely. I want to give it another chance for sure.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think part of why we do these food battles, the thing that like really makes it different is when you're comparing them head to head, right?
Yes.
You're not at the restaurant having it fresh with all of the awesome sides that comes with it. You're competing like just head. It was the same thing with the burritos and the same thing with the burgers. So, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing we do.
Take it with a big grain of salt.
Yeah, a big grain of salt.
You like to start some shit.
I know. Really do.
Lay it out there and
that's
get people mad and
things.
Picking up their phone or their notes app to
send us
their voice app.
And then Abrie was, what was your last place? Because you're
Tupelo.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, mine went Welton Street, Popeyes.
Okay, Keith,
Post,
what was
Tupelo.
Yours between Tupelo and the Post? What went high?
So Popeyes at top. Welton Street laying on top of Popeyes, but in the back part, so it's second, just barely. The Post is three, and then Tupelo at the bottom. Yeah. That fishy taste.
I think we just got a bad batch.
It's interesting. It was like most of us were in agreement for
totally.
Some things, and then but we have a few dissenters here mm-hmm. and there. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
And this is but four of many other
yes.
fried chicken places. You know, I argued about, not argued, I didn't start it.
I started a war.
I have something to say about Steuben's
chicken,
you mentioned which should have been in
fried
here.
Chicken.
Churches, if we were going to go Popeyes, we should have gone Churches as well as an opposite end. Yeah, there's countless other fantastic places that are still around.
Hi, my name's Jamie. I live in the Five Points neighborhood, and my recommendation for the best fried chicken in Denver would be at Noble Riot Wine Bar. Great wine, great chicken. Thanks.
Hi, this is Jasmine Guzek. I live over in the Berkeley neighborhood, and for the fried chicken competition, I have to say that you all should give Korean fried chicken a shot. If Aurora is fair game, I'd say Funny Plus over off Parker Road is definitely worth checking out. Their fried chicken is pretty killer.
And then there's also a lot of vegan chicken options too. You know, we heard from some talking about giving shout outs to City O City, which makes really good vegan fried chicken.
They have a waffles and fried cauliflower that is amazing. I live in Denver and my name is Debbie and I will go there special for that.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. This was great. This was so fun. Keith, is there anything you want to plug at See Film Center?
Just the See Film Center itself, y'all. Yeah. We reopened in November. I know folks are being, you know, feel as comfortable as you are with returning back to a movie theater amid, you know, hopefully we're in an endemic soon. But, you know, we are the only theater in town that's still requires a vax and a mask for your safety and our staff safety. And we have a ton, a dream of mine programming coming on in March. So just go to denverfilm.org and see what movies are playing and come support us. We are still Colorado's only 501c3 nonprofit film organization. And we need your support. We love it. We love films. We love you. I love fried chicken.
Yes, we also love fried chicken and films.
This is so fun. Thank you.
Yeah, Gene Hackman's The French Connection. Who knew?
I had no idea.
I got to sign the one that was named after a film.
I know,
Kismet.
C should do an event where you show The French Connection and serve Popeyes.
You know, that made it onto my list of many other film events coming down the pike in the next few years. So I'll get working on that right now.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. Our producers this week were me, Alexandra McMahon, Paul Caroli, and Lizzie Goldsmith. Peyton Garcia writes our morning newsletter. Bree Davies is our host. Our music is by Los Mocachetes with additional mixing by Tyler Lindgren. If you haven't already, subscribe and rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at CityCast Denver and tell a friend about us the next time you see them. You can sign up for our daily newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back on Tuesday. Monday, we have no show for President's Day, but we'll be back in your ears on Tuesday. Have a great long weekend, everybody.
Okay,
wait,
someone needs to
smell
let
it?
Me smell it.
Yeah, or you can also have some of mine if you want, because there's still
a lot that
here.
Is fishy.
And I didn't really touch this side. If you want to try it.
I mean...
Here, everybody, touch the carcasses.